We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll chat with Sean in just a moment. Is he ready? Oh, okay. All right. Sean, you there?
Here.
Hey, it's Howard and Jeremy. Happy Football Friday.
Oh, good morning to you guys.
Good morning. Hey, I don't know what you can tell us. Is there any update in terms of Levi Wallace and what happened with the ankle at practice yesterday?
Yeah, he tweaked his ankle a little bit in some one-on-one drills, but we think he's going to be okay. He looks a little bit better this morning, so we'll see how it looks at practice. Just take it one day at a time right now.
Cole Beasley, illness, anything to worry about there? Please tell me it's not mono. I'm not trying to be funny. I just, you know.
No, I know that's going around a little bit. But yeah, no, he's fine. He's back in the building this morning and had a good appetite and ready to go.
Very good. Josh Allen, his performance in the opener. I know you're getting ready for the Giants, but this is our one chance each week to talk to you. As you looked back and watched the tape of the game, what did you think of Josh in week one?
Yeah, you know, I think the obvious things that stood out right away were the turnovers, right? So we've got to get that corrected. Really outside of that, I thought there was some really good moments with the way he moved the ball, our offense moved the ball, I should say, early. And I thought, you know, a number of times through the game, we weren't coming away with points, and that's where the turnovers came in. Outside of that, I really thought that the drives in the fourth quarter, back half of the third and the fourth quarter were impressive drives and drives we can grow from.
I thought, you know, in the first half, you brought up the turnovers, obviously, but it seemed like in terms of some of the things you guys were talking about with him in the spring and the summer, he was executing. Like, he was following through on get the ball out, you know, identify where the guy is, get it into the hands of your players, get it, you know, make the smart decision. You guys, as you said, were moving the ball. You're getting first downs, and I thought he did a nice job of getting the short to intermediate passes out there and using all parts of the field.
Yeah, and he spread the ball around, to your point. You know, he executed, identified the coverage or the pressure, and then he got the ball out on time, and he spread the ball around to a variety of different receivers, backs, tight ends, so that was good to see as well.
When it comes to the start of a game, Sean, you know, 15 plays, that tends to be a thing that people talk about with scripting plays. Do you guys, did you do that, and was it a loose idea, or coming in, did you kind of know it was going to be 15 straight passes, and it's just going to kind of played out that way? I guess I'm wondering how rigid the script might be in a sense like that.
Yeah, we you know, I don't know that we script overall game to game. It's probably more of just overall what we feel like can help us win that game, right? And in that case, we felt like that was the right approach to come out and try and move the ball through the air early and get into a rhythm, which I thought we did again. But we've got to take care of the ball and execute at a higher level as we continue to grow and move forward through the weeks here.
With guys like Beasley and Brown in particular, with the changes you made in the offensive line, is there a belief now that if the game plan is, hey, we need to pass it more than we run it, that with the additions you've made, you are now comfortable doing that?
Right. It all comes back to the first and foremost, the thing we have to think about here is who we are and putting our players in positions of strength, right? And I thought we did that in particular in the third and fourth quarter there with the way we moved the ball through the air, but also on the ground with Frank and with Devin. And then Josh used his legs on a couple of occasions there as well. And so, you know, to your point, and I believe just philosophically, there's times in a game where they know you're going to throw it and you have to be able to throw it, say 2 minute or the end of a game on a comeback situation, or the other side of that is you have to be able to run it when they know you're going to run it. And whether that's a 4 minute situation, short yard situation, goal line situation. And so, you know, just from a belief standpoint and philosophical standpoint, you've got to be able to do both.
We had Mitch Morse on the show yesterday, Sean, and one of the things we asked him about when you're down 16 was the poise and maybe the command or control that he saw from Josh Allen. And he talked a lot about that for a young guy to have that. You know, he wasn't panicking, wasn't getting too high with any highs. He wasn't getting too lows with any lows. What did you see from Josh, whether it was, you know, on the sideline with you, your interactions, or as you were seeing him and dealing with plays and going out and coming off the field? What did you see from him in terms of, you know, remaining calm, I guess, when things weren't particularly going well?
Yeah, you know, I would echo that. The mental toughness he showed, call it poise, mental strength. I mean, there was a lot of that on the field just and on the sideline with our staff and our entire team, really. We've been in that situation before, whether it be practice or other games or even in the preseason this year with this team. And I thought we executed at a high level, whether it was the Vikings game or other games, at different situations of the game. So those are good characteristics, good qualities to begin to establish early in the season, and hopefully those will continue to grow as we grow and move forward through the year.
Last week you mentioned starting a bunch of rookies and how that can be sometimes nerve-wracking for a coach. Now they have one start under their belt. Does that nervousness for you and maybe for them lessen a little bit, or do you kind of have to – I don't know, do you keep it there the whole season because you know there's still a lot they've yet to see and a lot of situations they're still going to be presented with?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, when you look at young players, sometimes mistakes tend to follow young players just because of the lack of experience. All that being said, you know, I think we were up in the top four or five teams maybe of playtime for young players this past weekend, and that'll probably continue just with the number of young players that are making significant contributions to our team. So we have to just continue to grow them and develop them, and they have to continue to play faster and faster every week as they learn the system. And then what you want to happen is that eventually the game slows down for them, and we continue to build a strong foundation here.
On the young players, again, when you went back and looked at things, what did you think of Cody Ford's day? We'll get to that Oliver too, but let's start with Cody Ford.
Yeah, Howard, I felt, you know, overall we felt that Cody came out and did some good things in his first game, and we had scripted out ahead of time that we wanted to see Ty Nasecki in there as well and give Cody a chance to watch and take a deep breath a little bit. And so I think that was good. You know, Cody will take another step this week. And you know, the thing that our young players all have to understand is the more that film is out there on them now, the more people will be able to study what they do and do well and some of their areas of weakness. So we have to continue to grow, and they have to continue to work on their full game.
Would you still plan at this point on some kind of a rotation with Ford and Nasecki?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, as my earlier answer with every week, it's a little bit different. So whatever it takes to win the game and whatever it takes to continue to grow as a team and get stronger through the year.
What about Ed Oliver's day?
Yeah, you know, Ed, you know, overall I thought played really hard, and I don't think effort usually is not a problem with Ed. He has a high motor. He plays and finishes plays, and you know, I thought he did some good things in there, and I thought he put the team first in his approach, which at times for young players, especially when you play a position like defensive line, it's a very unselfish position. And you've got to stay in your gap and make sure you free other people up to make plays, even when you're not getting your numbers. And so it's an unselfish position, and I thought he took an unselfish approach.
Yeah, I would think that's got to be – it takes a little discipline, right? I mean, not only your numbers aren't going to reflect much, and you're going to face – in his case, maybe he faced a lot of double teams. That I would assume that takes some discipline to just stay within the team's scheme, so to speak.
Yeah, Howard, you're right. You're right on it. I mean, that's been part of our approach this week is the discipline. We're going to face a really good team. Again, with a second home opener now, 2 weeks in a row for us on the road, and a team that has one of the best backs I've been around or I've seen on tape at this point in Saquon Barkley. And so it's got to continue to be a disciplined approach and a disciplined mindset.
On Barkley, Sean, when you watch him, what are some of the things that stand out in his overall game, his skill set, and part two, how do you keep him from having like a bananas crazy day?
Oh man, that's part of the big challenge that we have in front of us. I mean, he's one of, like I said, the best backs that I've seen in the amount of years I've been around the league. And he's strong. He's got good vision. He understands the game. He has instincts. Can catch the ball out of the backfield. He'll bounce it outside just as much as he'll cut the ball back very rarely does one guy bring them down. I mean, this is going to be an all hands on deck type of effort here.
Your run defense was very effective, I thought, against Le'Veon Bell. So I guess maybe kind of give us the assessment in week one and what would be the keys to your run defense playing a guy like Barkley who could be more dangerous than Bell.
Right. You mentioned it with the word discipline. We've got to be disciplined. Every man's got to own his gap and be accountable for his gap. And then we've got to get our corners and secondary involved in the support and then make sure at the same time that we're good with the play action that happens off of that because, you know, they suck you up. You commit so many to the run, and then all of a sudden here come the down-the-field shots. So it'll be a 60-minute or however long it takes type of effort.
We're with Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, on our Wester Hotline. I want to back to what you were talking about with Ed Oliver. He's on the field for 65% of the snaps. Trent Murphy was on for 79%, which is far higher than any percentage he had last year. You guys had talked a lot in the offseason about improving your pass rush. Certainly you saw it in game one with everything you were able to do against Darnold. How much did, you know, the presence of Oliver and maybe a fully healthy Trent Murphy impact that pass rush and lead to that success with bat downs and hits and sacks on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it, right, is Ed's motor and youth. That's where that comes into play and helps us. And then Trent being stronger and, to your point, healthier than it was last year, Howard, it's really become a team effort, right? And that's the way the defensive linemen, we play a lot of players and rotate players, which will be key this week as well with the heat we're anticipating over in New York City. And so to have fresh players, but a number of players that can come in and continue to throw fastballs at the offensive line or at the quarterback works in our favor.
You know, we'll close with this. It is Friday the 13th. We were kidding around earlier about superstitions, and I forgot it was Friday the 13th.
So did I.
It is Friday the 13th.
We were going to ask about that anyway, just because going back to the same stadium, you know, same city, same time frame.
So same hotel. Do you use the same bus company? If you didn't win last week, would you have changed hotels? Are you superstitious?
No, I'm a big faith-based guy.
Okay.
I believe in the higher power here, so I believe in the good Lord above. And look, we've got a good team, and I think the guys – we've had a good week of practice, and the guys have stayed focused on the process here. And these guys are going to continue to come together as a team as the weeks go on, one week at a time here. So that's what we're really looking to do, is to continue to grow. We certainly were not perfect by any means last week, myself included. And, you know, I just really asked the guys to focus on two to three things. There's probably 10 for all of us, but if we just focus on two to three things that we can improve on from last week, we'll continue to get the results we're looking for.
Well, good luck on Sunday, Sean, and thanks as always for your time.
All right, good to be with you guys. Thanks again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.